he is the reason that we are rebranding today from Friday to Fryland. It's Ryland, everybody!
Fryland.
It's Fryland. Get it hashtagged.
Hashtag Fryland.
Can we get that trending?
Oh, Cam, we should trademark it.
I'd like that.
Maybe we could talk to the government and change Friday to Fryland. Can you do that? Is it the government that decide the date?
I don't know. I mean, I don't mean to be disrespectful to Scotland. They wanted to go independent. So is there any reason why the rest of us couldn't turn Friday to Fryland? I see.
Well, it's what I'm saying. It's not one rule for one. Well, do you know what I mean?
How are you, Ryland?
I'm really good, Cam. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thank you. Very well. Obviously, News Katie's here, but I know that she does have a penchant to be called Babe by Ryland. That's on her bucket list. She'd like to be called
Babe. Should we do that now?
Let's get that out of the way.
I'll get out of the way.
Hi, Ryland.
You all right, babe? Yeah.
She's closed her laptop, packing up her stuff, taking her headphones off. She's leaving. She can go happy now.
She's barking up the wrong tree, but good luck.
Well, I know. This is very good. But actually, by the way, congratulations on your engagement.
Oh, thank you very much. I know, it's a bit out of the blue.
How does that feel?
Well, this is the thing me and Dan have been saying. Do you feel engaged? Just like... No. Like, it just feels like I've just got a bit, like, a nice ring.
It's an excuse to wear some bling and have a party. Boom.
As if I didn't need one already, exactly. But yeah. Exactly.
How are the wedding plans coming along?
Don't even go there, babe.
Oh.
I'm Bridezilla. I've been, like, on the phone to, like, every company selling this and that, and I'm looking at, like, twigs in a basket. Like, what are you going on about? What do I want twigs in a basket for? But they talk you into it on the phone.
Yeah, I know. And the worst thing you can do at this point is go to a wedding fair, because basically what they'll do is they could get any, like, inanimate object and just put wedding before it, and all of a sudden you feel like you have to have it.
I have to have one.
I have to have a wedding mouse mat at my wedding.
Yeah,
is there going to be a mouse there? Not really, but apparently I have to have one. So be careful on that. But the one thing that you can be sure of, have you and Dan chosen a... do you know what your first dance is going to be?
Do you know what? Yes, we do.
Are you allowed to tell us?
No.
Damn it!
Is it an upbeat one or a smoochy one?
Do you know what? It's a song that I'd probably say everyone would probably have heard in their life, but would probably not know the name of it or who sung it. It's one of them songs, you know, that you normally hear in the backgrounds of, like, adverts.
Mm.
It's one of them type songs. You know, like, all right, I'll give you a little bit of a clue. It's not Fear, but there's a song by Ian Brown called Fear.
Yeah.
And that song is used on pretty much every single TV show, every single advert. It's, like, used as, like, a background buffer, like an emotional type music. It's a song very much like that, that's used like that, but not that song. It's a French song.
Jolly Taxi.
Who, what?
Sorry, feel free to call Katie a douche if you want. We've moved from Babe to douche. She went Jola Taxi. Jola Taxi she went for, but it's obviously not that. Which begs the question, I know it might not be French, but is this it?
No.